By now, most of us are aware of the plight of honeybees, their populations devastated by habitat loss and pollution. But for the first time in the U.S., a bumblebee has been listed as an endangered species. Rebecca Williams has more.
The rusty-patched bumblebee used to be found all over the eastern U.S. and Midwest. Now, it's only found in small populations in Ontario and just over a dozen states, including Pennsylvania and Ohio. Georgia Parham is with the Midwest region of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
It appears that the species, which was quite a common species up until the late 1990s, but researchers started to notice that they weren't finding it as often as the years went by.
She says the agency was petitioned to list the bee.
We did a status review and found that its abundance had dropped by like 87%, which is a huge drop in a short period of time.
Parham says the bumblebee is an extremely good pollinator. It pollinates wildflowers and crops such as tomatoes and cranberries. She says a number of things appear to be driving the bees' decline. For one thing, the bees have lost a lot of the prairie habitat they like, but there could be other factors.
There's concerns about use of pesticides. There's a thought that possibly pathogens or disease from other bee colonies might be affecting it. And also concerns about climate change, because climate change can intensify weather events that can affect this bee population.
She says the agency is working to keep the bee from going extinct, and she says everyone can help.
One thing about this particular bee is the places where it's still found, and there aren't that many of them, but where it is still found, some of these places are in urban areas, and people can help by, you know, planting bee-friendly native plants in their backyard.
She says the bumblebee is one of the first bees to come out in the spring.
The queens hibernate in the wintertime. They're the first to come out in the spring and the last to go in the fall. So they need flowers all spring, summer, and fall.
Parham says another way to help the bees is to leave some debris in your garden over the winter. That gives them some habitat for hibernation. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.